This is Mouse World Radio.
Radio 1!
Bringing the world to your world. This is Walt Disney World Today Live. Call 407-278-5WDW to get on the show. That's 407-278-5939. And now, your host, Matt Hochberg.
Thank you, Mr. Voice, and this is live show number 25 of Walt Disney World Today. This live show of Walt Disney World Today is being sponsored by AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios Orlando, and Disneyland. AllEars.net has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling with special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 101,000 other subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. And it is Sunday, August 24th, 2008, and this is live show number 25 of Walt Disney World Today, live here at Disney's old Key West Resort. Well, some of us are, at least. I'm Matt Hochberg of StudioCentral.com, also live at Old Key West. With me to my left is Mike Newell of Mouse World Radio. Welcome, Mike.
Not a bad studio tonight, is it, Matt?
No, not at all.
We're broadcasting live from a Grand Villa unit at Disney's old Key West, which is kind of cool.
Also joining us is the fabulous Len Testa of TouringPlans.com. Welcome, Len.
How's it going, Matt?
Outstanding.
How's the villa?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's just gorgeous. Yeah, we have the webcam on. By the way, if you go to www.today.com, you can watch the fountain over here. It's very nice. Very.
Oh my God! Bright. It's like an episode of MTV Cribs.
Yeah, we are on the patio. By the way, we are on the patio out here. We're outside.
You suck.
Someone's got to do it, Len. Come on.
Someone had to take the bullet for this. I mean, we all drew straws.
Yeah.
Also joining us is Mike Scopo of AllEars.net. Welcome, Mike.
Well, where I come from, that's called Hakuna Matata.
Hey.
Is that from?
Oh, the thing in the land pavilion.
Yeah, the depressing video.
The thing in the land.
No?
Hey, what was that?
That was incorrect.
You were incorrect.
Festival of the Lion King, then.
No.
The old Lion King show in the Magic Kingdom.
Iago says it.
Oh, the Enchanted Tiki Room.
Tropical Serenade under new management, correct.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. Fourth time's the charm.
That's right.
And that's the
B-list. I'm done now.
And also joining us is the fabulous Annette Owens of MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. Welcome, Annette.
Hey, guys. How much fun are you guys having?
Too much.
Way too much now that the rain's gone.
I leave and the rain goes.
Yeah. I'm telling
There's
you.
There's a story into itself.
You got that right.
I'm telling you, Mike.
I think not.
Exactly. Thank you.
Exactly.
So we are live here on our live show, in fact. So you can give us a call, 407-278-5939. We have our first call of the day.
Wow, cool.
Answer.
Yeah, after this call, I want to hear about Scopus trip. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hi.
We have a caller from Connecticut, I think.
Yeah.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, I'm Abby.
Hi, Abby.
Hi.
What can we do for you tonight?
I'm going to ask questions about several questions.
Yeah, just, Abby, do us a favor and turn your radio down.
Okay, mommy, turn it down.
Much better.
Is that good?
There's a big delay, that's why.
Yeah, that's good. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Hi, I'm Abby.
Hi,
I have several questions.
Shoot.
We're planning a trip. We're going down in February. It's going to be our first time. Okay. So our first question is... Turn it down again. Okay. So our first question is... we're staying at the Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Yes.
Okay. And we're not sure if we should get the annual pass and use a discount on that, or if we should just get a base package and buy everything off of that.
When are you going again, Abby?
February. The third week in February.
President's Week? President's Day week?
Yeah.
Discounts are going to be kind of hard to come by that particular time of year, although... how long are you staying for?
We're going down the 11th, and we're coming back the 23rd.
Wow.
Oh, so you're going to have 12 days in the park?
No. We're going to have 6 days at the normal parks, and then a day at water park, a day at the sports complex, and a day at downtown Disney. We're going to go to Disney Quest.
Wow.
Okay, so six days in the theme parks.
Yeah.
You know, I would say that the annual pass. Are you going to go back to Walt Disney World anytime after that?
Probably not.
I don't think an annual pass is would make sense then, because there are usually relatively few discounts during things like President's Day. It's not to say that there won't be any, but the odds are that you're not going to get one for the hotel that you want. And you're only going 6 days. If you're going the full 12 days, I would say, yeah, it's worth a shot. But at 12, it's not. At 6 days, it's not really that not that economical to do it.
Okay. Second question.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be going mini golfing as well, but we're not sure where to go, and I can't really find much about the golf courses. We have two really good golfers, and I don't want them to be bored, but me and my mom pretty much suck at golfing. So,
Mr. Scopa?
Any suggestions?
Yes.
Abby, I don't think there is a bad golf course on the Disney property. But what I would suggest is that as soon as it's determined that your golfers are going to golf, I would call and get tee times. If you're staying on the property, I believe that you get early tee times, and the earlier the better, because it does get crowded. So I don't think you'll find a bad course on the property. So I would make the tee times as early as possible. I check all ears. I'm pretty sure that all ears has some information on the golf courses there.
Okay.
Hey, Abby, did you say you were doing miniature golf?
Yeah. Well, my brother and my dad are doing a regular round of golf on like the Oak Trail, I think it is, the nine-hole course, and then we're also going to go mini golfing.
So there are a couple of good miniature golf courses. There's Winter Summerland.
Yeah, it's over Blizzard Beach or something.
Right. And that's a great one for the whole family. One that's really challenging is the Fantasia Mini Golf. The one half of Fantasia Mini Golf is really, 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 really challenging.
Yeah.
And your dad and your brother. Yeah. And then, but the other half of it is okay. So you guys can both go there and and do that. Yeah, you can try that too.
Okay. Also, do you know if they have the water mice at the Contemporary? I've looked around and I can't find any definite answers. And I've called and they don't really know if they have them there, which is odd.
I'm pretty sure they do.
Yeah, we saw them. Okay. Remember we recorded the show?
Yeah, at the Wave, right.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about
in
that.
In February, too?
Yeah, they run them all the time.
In February.
Yeah,
why not?
They'll take your money.
They're definitely at the Polynesian, too.
You can get anything for money, pretty much, at Disney.
That's right. If, you know, have money, we'll travel.
Abby, you're young, but you're very smart.
I'm 16. I'm not that young.
Oh, there you go.
Wise beyond your years. All right.
Very good. Thanks for calling in.
Wait, I have one more question.
All right. Just for you, Abby.
She's
not listening.
Do you, like, since we're staying at the Animal Kingdom, do you think we should rent a car?
Yes.
Do you think it would be better, or do you think that the transportation system is getting better?
No.
Well, let me ask you this question. Are you do you guys have dinner reservations outside the theme parks and and other where at?
Victoria and Albert Contemporary, California Grill on top of the Contemporary. And I think that's it for outside the resort.
I would say I think you should, Abby. It just makes your life so much easier, especially with Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Though? What do you think they can count for those two?
Well, if they're eating Victoria and Albert's, I don't think money's that much of a problem for them, Len.
Yeah, really.
But still, I mean, what's a couple rental hundred car? Bucks is a couple hundred bucks.
Well, Abby, how many people in your traveling group?
My parents and me and my brother.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'd rent a car.
You could try renting a car at the
Regal Sun.
The Regal Sun or the transportation and tickets. The Car Care Center. Thank you.
Yeah.
And what is that? A National guys?
National's at the Car Care Center. Yeah.
Yeah. National Alamo.
And Dollars at the Regal Sun. Yeah.
And you could do that just for the first few days of your trip while you have those reservations, and then you could return it. This way, you're not keeping the car all 12 days, so you get sort of the best of both worlds there. Use a discount code from Mouse Savers.
Mouse Savers. Yeah.
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 Does that sound good?
Cool. Yeah. Okay. Should work.
Yeah.
All right. Also, we'd like to invite anybody who's down there. I know that Matt is down there all the time because he lives in Florida. But anybody who's down there, we'd like to invite you to lunch or dinner or something.
Woohoo!
Victoria and Albert's.
Hold on, Abby.
Because I'm sure I can. I have a frequent flyer miles.
I can
be down there.
You know, that doesn't count because he lives down there. So.
Yeah. Hold on.
To the winner, may the spoils go.
That doesn't count. All right. When, in February?
I think Abby's the new one.
Just because Scope is going to be snowed in February.
Yeah, exactly. I'll enjoy the Victoria and Albert's.
You know what? Someone put this in the show notes because, darn it, I'm going to remember it. I might just show up.
Let him drive overnight. He'll spend the 12-hour drive. Just
exactly. There's free food involved.
Abby, send us an email about it. We'll talk to you offline.
All right. And who should I send the email to?
You can send it to the podcast, and we'll figure it out.
All right. Okay.
Cool. Yeah. Thank you, Abby.
Okay, that's it. All right, bye, guys.
Thanks for listening.
Bye. It was fun.
Bye.
Bye.
And
so
that was a good call.
So I know it was a good call. You know where she lives?
I know where she lives.
Connecticut. Let's take a second and count.
Abbey Road. Oh.
Boo! I don't have my sound effects. Boo!
I know. That's why I said it.
Right, so, Scopa, you how was your trip?
It was wet.
It was a dark and stormy night.
It was an interesting trip.
Mike just returned on Saturday, in fact, from Walt Disney World.
Yeah, actually, I flew back Friday.
That's right. Newell came in yesterday.
I came in yesterday.
Yeah.
Mike Lee's and I show.
It was interesting. I still am not buying the fact that attendance is up because I did not see any evidence that attendance was up.
Do you think the fact that there was a storm that killed 11 people in the area having something to do with...
Prior to that storm, I was under the same impression.
I don't even listen to him anymore.
I don't listen to you anymore. Let me give you some examples of what I saw down there, Len. I may have told you this in a phone call. This is interesting. The first or second day we were down there, we come out of the Festival of the Lion King, and as we're coming out, we're walking by Stroller Heaven or Stroller Hell, whatever you want to call it. And Carol pointed out something to me. She said, "Look at the strollers over there," and I'm looking at the strollers, and I said, I don't see it. She says, take a look at how many are there and how many are from the theme park and how many are personal.
I saw this on your blog. Yeah,
I saw that, I saw the picture of that. Yeah.
Almost all of them were off-site.
That was a pretty cool picture.
And because of that, we saw so many strollers being taken onto the trams from the parking lot to the theme parks. It was just amazing how many we saw. Maybe it was just in my mind. So that was something that I noticed a lot. I also noticed a lot of the lines that I recall seeing mostly while I was down there were lines for the quick service eateries. At one time, there was a line that went all the way out to the curb from Casey's. However, in the sit-down restaurants, I did not see a lot of people in the sit-down restaurants. One example is that I went down there and I changed at the last minute. I changed an ADR at Le Cellier. I changed it within the hour, and they said no problem. Nice. I noticed that the one big notice was Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace always to me is one of the more popular restaurants. It was like 60% full for dinner the night we were there, and I'm wondering if it's the $29 or $28 price that's making people kind of avoid it. Because if you're a family of four, we're talking $120 with tip or whatever. So that was something that was interesting. In all of the attractions we did, there were only two attractions which seemed to give us problems, and that means more than a 20-minute wait. One was Toy Story Mania, of course, and the other one was Peter Pan. All the rest seemed to be okay. Soarin', I guess, you know, depending upon the time of day, you'd be waiting about an hour. But most of the other attractions, I walked on to practically every single attraction. I walked on to Haunted Mansion. I walked on to Pirates. We walked on to so many. I can also say
hi.
Did I tune into the Lou Mangiello show by accident? Oh.
Is Mangiello sucking helium? Is that?
So basically, Len, I didn't see that many people down there. At least I didn't. The only time that I felt it was a typical August day was when I was in the studios. And I think it's because of the new parade. It's because of Toy Story Mania. And because that park is so small, it seemed like it was always full. But Epcot and Magic Kingdom And even Animal Kingdom was very, very, very sparse. One thing I want to point out to everybody, I had dinner at Tuska House on Thursday night, and I thought it was awesome. They really did a good job. They are a good time to go would be during Extra Magic Hours if you can. They have set it up really well. I think the quality of the food is very, very good. And one thing that's very interesting about Tuska House when they set up this buffet is that all the areas where you go up to get the food mm-hmm. have very small, smaller than usual serving areas. By that I mean like the bowl of, I guess the best example is that the Caesar salad, it was replenished 3 or 4 times while I was there. And that's because it's a small bowl. Therefore, everything is freshly made. So there's a quick turnover of the
good.
Food. Yeah.
Well,
so
also when you sneeze, it's harder to hit it if the bowl is smaller.
That's
yeah.
true. That's true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, okay, good.
But I thought it was. I thought Tuska House may have been the best meal for the money while I was down there.
Really? That's interesting. I want to talk to you a little bit more about meals once we get off the next call.
Yeah, we got another caller coming in. Also, someone calling my cell phone. All right, there we go. 407-278-5939. Actually, we just lost the call.
Sorry about that.
All gone. But it's okay. 407-278-5939. Don't forget also that you can join us live alongside listening to us. You can join us in our chat room by going to wdwtoday.com and joining us over there. You see a link for the chat room. We have a webcam up, and there's that caller again who's calling back. So we will go as soon as I hit the button. There it is. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi, who are we speaking to?
I have a question.
Hi.
My name is Sarah Lane.
Hey, Sarah.
And I live up in New York, and we are coming down to Disney in June of 2009. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if you could tell me anything about running the watercraft down at the resorts. We're staying at Port Orleans Riverside, mm-hmm. and our reservation comes with a 30-minute rental of a Sea Racer.
Cool.
Never did anything like this. So you have to purchase another extra 60 minutes. I'm not even sure how much that costs, but I figured, you know, we could take a day and do water stuff. I'm all for it.
Yeah, the watercraft are a lot of fun, the Sea Racers especially. Do you have any children?
I do. She's going to be 20 when we go.
Okay, no, she'll enjoy it. It's you know, the Sea Racers are fun for everyone. I think it's really great for the young teens, the people that can't drive cars yet, but want to be able mm-hmm. to, you know, have a need for speed, because they are a lot of fun. I brought my sister on there she's been on there. One time she was 14, another time she was like 15, and it's a lot of fun because they get them a great opportunity. They get to drive. I mean, there is no age restriction on there, and at a certain height level or something, they have to have an adult with them. But they can actually the kids can drive, so it is a lot of fun.
Okay.
Yeah, I know you're staying at Port Orleans, so you'll be on the Sasagula River. I like to rent them on at one of the monorail resorts, one of the Magic Kingdom resorts, because there's so much more space to tool around in versus the Sasagula.
Oh, okay.
But it's not the end of the world. You still have a lot of fun.
And you can go to towards Downtown Disney, whatever that water is called.
That's pretty big.
Oh, yeah,
big
water. Yeah, because you can get to Epcot from that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty
really?
Nice, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if you bring you know, like one of those lawnmower gas containers, you can make it to Cuba in one of those things.
That's how they get here, Len. That's how they get over here.
That's right. The Sea Racers. No, but it is a lot of fun to do. I think the only thing you want to caution yourself about is don't overload it in weight. I went there with me and my fiance. We're not large people by any means, but it really weighs you down.
Are you saying that you said weight and your fiance in the same sentence?
I hope she's not listening.
No, she's not.
I'm
saying, you know, to have two adults in there really weighs it down. It's really ideal for one person per boat.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the only recommendation I would really make outside of anything else. Otherwise, it's pretty straightforward. It's a lot of fun, definitely. And the way they do it is they give you... The way you'll get charged for it is actually you just take the boat out and they record what time you left. And whatever time you come back is the time. So if you come back in 30 minutes, I don't think they're going to charge you anything for it. If you come back in an hour, they'll charge you for the 30 minutes. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
So there's no way to like, because if you paid for an hour, there's no way for them to like, okay, your time is up. You know what I mean? So
they just turn the engine off.
Right.
Remote. Yeah, they just note what time you left and what time you returned it, and they charge you based on that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, one other question.
Yes.
We're going down there for my birthday, and where can I tell my husband to take me for, like, a nice dinner?
What kind of food do you like?
I'm game for about anything. I like seafood. I like steak. I like ice cream, and I like hamburgers. And
do you?
I like basically anything.
How formal do you want to be?
Semi-formal.
So probably not Victorian Alberts. Would your husband wear a jacket?
If I pack it.
If you told him to, right? Mm-hmm. If you told him to, he'd do it.
Crack the whip and tell him to wear it.
Exactly. If I told him
I would say...
But, you know, we're going down in June, and I'm thinking it's going to be hot, and it's really hard to get him to wear pants.
Family show.
What was that, Scopa?
So you got a couple options. For seafood, I think Narcoossee's.
Okay.
Or
family show.
It is. And I also like Citrico's over at Grand Floridian. Yeah. You know, and if you wanted to go really high end, you could do Victoria and Albert's, but that's going to be several $100 for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You could also do, if you like steak, there's Mike mentioned Yachtsman Steakhouse, which is fabulous. And that's probably that'd be my first choice. My second choice would be Shula's. The only thing with Shula's is it's really a lot of food. So it's expensive and it's a lot of food.
Oh, is it? We don't eat that much.
No, so skip Shula's then. I mean, I think the smallest thing you can get there is like a 20-ounce steak. Now, I'm sure you can get something smaller, okay. But dear God, it's like eating the side of a cow.
The only other place I would recommend is
I like Yachtsman. Yeah, I mean you're not gonna. I don't know if you'd be able to get in a Le Cellier, but if you can get in there, that'd be fine. But I like Yachtsman. It's a little bit more formal, and they've got good desserts.
The other place I really like is now.
Go ahead.
One other question: if I'm going to the Yachtsman Steakhouse, and I'm not doing the dining plan, we decided that. I was talking to my daughter, and that we came down in 2006, and between the two of us, for the 4 days we were there, I think we spent like $150 on food.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense then for you guys, right?
Pay more than that just for Yachtsman. Yeah.
But now I'm just thinking, how far in advance can I make a reservation for Yachtsman Steakhouse?
180 days, so 6 months.
Okay, 180 days.
Sometime around the first of the year, sometimes around the first of the year, you'd be able to make your reservation.
Okay, cool.
All right. Do we help you out there?
Yeah. I think that's it. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great night.
Thanks for calling us in.
Thanks
for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 407-278-5939.
Two really good calls.
Yeah. Some interesting questions there. You know, the watercraft, a lot of things we don't usually get all the time, and that's great. And we have another caller right behind that. Hello, who are we speaking with?
Ow.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
This is somebody in Walt Disney World.
Yeah, this is definitely someone.
Yeah, this is Mark from Corning, New York.
Hey, Mark, where are you really?
Actually, I'm right Walt Disney World Magic Kingdom right now.
Oh, nice.
I knew it. Can you just tell from the background noise?
That's awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. You're probably close by, aren't you?
Yeah, we're at Old Key West.
That's fabulous.
That's cool. Yeah, we're right by Space Mountain. There's a long wait, so it's extra magic hours tonight. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So we're having fun. I'm looking forward to meeting you guys, Magic Meet. But I have one question for you. We're going to be here till the 2nd, and we have plans all the way till Labor Day, but I really don't have any plans on Labor Day itself, and except for Whispering Canyon Cafe at about 5 o'clock. But we were wondering, what's your advice to do on Labor Day? What best parks or, you know, just some ideas?
Best park is going to be Epcot.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's the best park. But best park should be Epcot.
Oh, that sounds great. You guys are doing a great job. You're pod stars, just like rock stars, but pod stars.
Nice.
That's cool. Thank you.
You guys have a good one, and we're having a great time here. So.
Great. Oh, thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
Hey, Matt, I don't know if you guys heard this, but I heard a rumor that they're going to drop the wristbands from Extra Magic Hour, and you're going to have to show your resort room keys.
Yeah, I heard that rumor.
Yeah.
It is interesting to see how they're going to do that.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to show it at every ride? I mean, because that's going to be a lot of time. And,
yeah.
And wouldn't there be a black market springing up for your old resort room keys?
Yeah, I mean, I wonder how they're going to implement it. That's a good question.
I don't know. Well, unless they're going to make you scan it in or something like that. That'd be interesting.
What if you have a family of four or six, and you've got teenagers, and you say to the teenagers, you know, we'll let you, you know, we'll all go to the park and we'll separate. Does that mean that every person in that room will have to get one of those cards so that they can show it on Extra Magic Hour evening or morning?
They should have a card anyway, even to get the wristband, no?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, but a lot of parents are gonna give their kids their card.
That's the problem. Who's going to give a little, you know, little kid, here, hold on to your card.
Well, the kid's not going to be by themselves.
Going by themselves, but.
Well, but still.
Matt and Newell might, because, you know, they want 8-year-olds strolling around in the park by themselves, but, right. Yeah, I can, you know.
Yeah, it's.
Not me.
You know, then you get the, can they keep up with the card and themselves at the same time?
And Scopa hates kids anyway, so.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Tom from Indiana.
Hey, Tom.
How are you guys doing?
Excellent.
Good. How's it going?
Outstanding.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm taking my kids down for their first trip towards the end of March next year.
Yep.
My daughter is going to be 4, and I'm taking her to the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique and doing the whole castle package that they have.
Cool.
And my son is going to be turning 6 on the 28th when we're starting to head home. And what would be good for me to do with him? I mean, I'm doing something really extravagant for my daughter, and I'm having trouble trying to figure out something that I could do with him.
Wow, great question.
And he's 4 years old, right?
He's going to be 6,
six
the day that we leave.
Okay, so something to do with a 6-year-old. Are you looking for something in the park, something extra special, or are you just looking to kind of have some time for him in the parks?
Kind of something extra special.
And this is a boy, right, you said? It's a male?
Yeah.
Okay. 6-year-old boy, something in the parks. Annette, maybe you might have some experience in trying to figure out something, but...
Well, I was going to say, and this depends on the boy, okay? I'll just tell you that right now. But would he get a kick out of going to the barbershop and getting his hair all done and colored and
Well, that's what I should say. He's a boy's boy. I mean, he does anything like football, baseball. Mm-hmm. He's a fisherman. I mean, he's a boy's boy.
All right, I got one for you. You can go to Port Orleans... French Riverside or French Quarter?
Yeah, good call, Matt. I know where you're going.
That one's
with this.
A good one.
Yeah, they have pole fishing over there. Is it French Quarter or is it or it's Riverside, right? Yeah, Riverside I think has
Riverside.
It. Yeah, Riverside has cane pole fishing, and it's a lot. It's very cheap, which is good for you. It's only a couple dollars, and they give you bait and a line, and you just sit over there by the dock and you go fishing. And I think he'll get a huge kick out of that, and then. You can go right after that. You can take one of the sea racers out with him,
yeah.
And he'll love that. So that's like two things right there, and they're both very inexpensive activities.
Awesome. Okay, thank you very much, guys.
Hey, anytime. Glad cool. we can help.
Hey, I'm not one to complain, but Matt and I are getting killed by bugs out here.
This is a great idea until we realize that there's bugs
that's
outside.
Right.
Oh, my God, they're everywhere.
Is Matt from there, Mike? You would have thought he would have told you.
Well,
bug
you know,
spray.
You know what it is? With all the rain that they've had here, the bugs are probably just coming out now for the first time in a week.
No bugs here.
Yeah.
None where I'm at.
We have our next caller. Hi, who's speaking with?
Hey, guys. This is Brett from Indiana.
Hey, Brett.
How are you doing?
Outstanding.
Hey, I was on the show where you helped me plan my trip coming up just a little over a month away.
Oh, cool.
And I've got a question for you about souvenir shopping.
Okay, cool.
So, I've got a day planned where we're going down to the downtown Disney. If I hold off and tell everybody to wait and kind of hold off on the souvenir shopping, are we going to? I've never been down there before. Are we going to miss anything down there? Is there stuff you can't get there that you can get in the parks, or is there, you know, like the Disney stores don't have park merchandise?
A majority of the major merchandise they have at Downtown Disney, it's not to say that they have everything in the parks that you'll ever see they'll have at Downtown Disney. It's kind of they have a lot of stuff over there, but there are some things that I've gone there for that they don't have that I've seen in the parks. My advice to you is if you see something, you know, if you see something that really sticks out, like, wow, I really would love to have that, just buy it there. Don't you know, press your luck necessarily and try to go over to Downtown Disney. The only advantage of going to Downtown Disney, of course, is if you go to the World Disney Store, if you're an annual pass holder, you get 10% off. So that, right. that is an advantage there. What you might want to do is maybe build yourself, go there a day or two before you leave. So that way, in case it isn't there, you can still go back to the park that you saw it in and purchase it.
Okay.
It's just that not everything's going to be over there.
Okay. Thanks for the tips, guys.
Anytime. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. 407-278-5939. And we have another caller behind that.
Cool.
Come on. There we go. And Bugs, leave me alone. There's the button. Hello, caller from Long Island.
Hi.
Hi, who are we speaking to?
This is Jay from Long Island.
Hey, Jay. Hey. What's happening?
What's up? Nothing.
What can we do for tonight, Jay?
Hey, thanks for the...
Can't hear you. I just can't hear you because we just got off the Verrazano Bridge.
Oh, don't you hate when that happens?
I hate the Verrazano Bridge.
What can we do for you tonight, Jay?
Because we're just getting back from Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Oh, cool.
Okay. I emailed Matt from live show.
Okay. What do you have a question for us, Jay?
Yeah, I do. Also commenting about what the episodes of your episodes, because I listen on my iPod.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Thanks.
I'm a long time listener ever since May of 2008.
Oh, cool.
And I'm listening. Yeah. Well, I never heard you had a live show on June 29th. And you had your live show number 23 after my birthday, my 12th birthday.
Cool.
Right. My question is for, I'm trying to think of a question.
Take your time.
We know what time the 3 o'clock parade goes on.
Oh, I know that.
I got you, Mike.
go ahead.
We went to Disney like in March. We stayed for six days.
Okay.
And we I don't know. We first went to the Animal Kingdom at that time. It was my first time. Very first time in the Animal Kingdom.
Cool.
Cool.
We stayed at the Caribbean Beach.
Nice. Was this how many times have you been to Walt Disney World before, Jay?
Back in 2001.
Okay, so you'll have a lot of fun, I think. Caribbean Beach is a very nice resort. I think you'll enjoy it quite a bit. You know, definitely check out the pool over there. It's a very nice pool over there, and I think you're gonna have a great time.
The main pool was closed during the time we were there for construction.
Yeah, you should be all set by the time
it's under construction. Yeah, by the time we go, yeah.
Yeah, maybe it might be fixed already.
Cool. Well, thanks for calling in, Jay. We appreciate it.
All right. No problem, guys.
See you, Jay. Bye. Thanks. Rock on.
407-278-5939. Don't forget, you can join us in chat by going to wdwtoday.com and clicking on the button to join us in chat over there. There's the link. We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's Caroline.
Hi, Caroline.
Hi, I'm 11, and I'm from New Jersey.
Hi. What can we do for you tonight, Caroline?
Well, I have a question.
Sure.
Right now, my parents are at Magic Kingdom in Disney World.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. I'm stuck here in New Jersey with my two brothers, and I wanted to know if you think that was fair.
No. Well, first of all, your parents made you live in New Jersey. That's already a strike against them.
Oh,
and,
no.
And they left you. And they left you at home by yourself with your brothers?
No, my grandma's here with us.
Oh, well, you know, tell your grandma to take you down there. Go to Newark, hop on the airplane, and, you know, fair is fair, right? No, I'm kidding. It does stink.
The views is nice.
Let me ask Len this. Len, you often, you know, not every trip you go to Walt Disney World, you bring your daughter, Hannah, too. Does she resent you often for that?
Heck yeah. in fact, that's why I started taking her on most of the trips. So, Caroline, I think it's totally unfair of your parents to have have not taken you. Why did your parents go to Disney World without you? Was it like their anniversary or something?
Cheaper.
No, just because we go a lot, and sometimes when we go, my brothers don't want to go on all the rides, and they wanted a chance to go and get on all the rides and stay out late and do the rides and just be able to go down without my brothers whinging about the heat and everything.
It's always the boys.
Like Caroline, you know what it sounds like, Caroline? You and your parents need to go on a trip.
Yes, I would like that.
How old are your brothers?
My brothers are 8 and 6.
Yeah, they're too young. Don't bring them. Just next time you and your parents should go.
All right.
In fact, if your grandmother wants to drop you off at the Newark Airport, I think Continental has direct flights to Orlando. I would look into that.
All right.
All right, Caroline.
Thanks, Caroline.
Okay. Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Have a good night. Bye.
Thank you.
And
it wasn't her parents that called earlier, was it?
Hey, listen, can you get a message to our kids? We'll be back in a week.
You notice
I had to answer the question instead of Scopa, because Scopa would have said, you don't deserve it. Nice. Whereas I had a more rational response for Caroline, and I think I was correct. Really, they should let the... I mean, Caroline sounded like she was a sport.
407-278-5939, absolutely. We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, guys. Hey, my name's Ted.
Hey, Ted.
Hey, I'm TRKJ2001 in the chat room.
Hoorah.
I emailed you guys a question a couple weeks back. My wife and I, for our wedding, bought one of the Walk Around the World bricks, and we went back in 2005 for our 5th anniversary, and they had moved it. The brick was near the TTC, and they moved it from its original location, so underneath one of the automated automated ticket dispensers.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went last year, and the brick wasn't even there. And I was wondering if you guys, I know the Walk Around the World thing is no longer in existence, but there's anybody, do you guys know of anybody that we can contact to find out what happened to our brick?
There used to be a place near where you rented the baby carriages that used to answer those questions.
Okay.
Is it still there, Len? You know, if,
I would go to guest relations, Ted. That's where I would start.
Okay.
Yeah, guest relations.
We're coming down there in early December. We're right about the time of Magic Meet, and hopefully we'll see you guys down there.
Magic Meets. Oh, Mouse Fest.
I mean, excuse me, Mouse Fest. Sorry about that.
We're
staying at Port Orleans, so. But alrighty, thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, give that a shot. Let us know if it doesn't work, though, please.
Let us know.
Alrighty, thank you. Bye-bye.
Just bear with us one second, guys. We're going to move everything inside.
We're moving inside so Len and Scopa talk about something. Talk about your trip, Scopa.
They're scared of the bugs.
Not scared. We're getting eaten alive.
So, Scopa, what was this thing about dining changes at Le Cellier that you saw?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is something that I think everybody should be aware of. Anybody who's on the dining plan should be aware of this. When you go to Le Cellier, regardless of whether you go for lunch or for dinner, they will give you a menu that has a yellow box at the top of the menu. In this box will be listed appetizers, entrees, and desserts. Now, if you don't know, you should know by now that the dining plan for this year does not cover appetizers. It just covers entrees, a non-alcoholic beverage, and a dessert. However, Le Cellier is running what they call, a pilot plan or whatever, and they have offered to those on the dining plan the opportunity to get the appetizer thrown in with the entree, the drink, and the dessert, providing that the patrons select the appetizer and the entree and the dessert from that little yellow box.
So what kind of entrees were in the yellow box?
And it's funny because I have the menu and it's downstairs. I grabbed the menu and I brought it home. The entrees in the box, Len, are basically sandwiches. There's a prime rib sandwich and a few other minor entrees. You won't get the Scopa special. On there, you won't get the signature entrees. The appetizers that are there, the cheddar cheese soup is in there. The mixed greens is in there, and it's basically a luncheon kind of menu. It's a very, very light fare. I don't know how many people would go for it. I didn't go for it. I stuck with the strip, and I just purchased my appetizer outside the dining plan. But that was something that was really interesting, and I really curious to see if more restaurants will try to do that. And I don't know if that's something that the restaurant wanted to do on its own, or I don't know if it came from a higher power, but it was very interesting to see that being presented to me.
And it was all the standard appetizers?
The standard appetizers were in that yellow box.
So you could get the standard entrees,
not the standard lunch.
Yes, that's interesting. So that's a little bit more variety. I don't think that's a bad deal.
Again, if you're on the dining plan, if the entrees were all under $20, the appetizers are about $4.95, $5. So the price of the appetizer and the entree in that box was less than the average price of the entrees outside the box. So I'm not sure if you're getting your money's worth on the dining plan. It depends upon what you like, too. I mean, if you're really a fan of the strip steak, then you're not going to like that option.
That's
interesting.
Very interesting. So what did you end up with for choices?
I got we ate three times while I was down there.
Just a few, huh?
Yeah, just a few. The first time I tried the mixed greens, and the salad has changed quite a bit, so I was a little disappointed in that. Second time around, I got a bowl of the cheddar cheese soup. And the last time I was there, I tried something chipotle chicken and sausage, which was pretty spicy. If you're really into spicy appetizers, that would be it. Sort of have the Testa syndrome where I have to keep trying all the different appetizers. But I was really disappointed in the mixed greens. The best salad, I thought, in Epcot was offered by Rose and Crown.
Very good. We're back inside. Oh my God! You know that scene from the playoffs with the Yankees and the Indians where Jabba Chamberlain was getting eaten by bugs.
That's what it was like.
And we it's the funniest thing, and I can only explain it because there's no visual. We picked up all the equipment, and in one simultaneous mode, just swiped everything inside: camera, the mixer board, two laptops, all the cables that go with this, two microphones, and we didn't lose a person. I'm surprised that the actual connection stayed.
Yeah, everything stayed up. Well, where's my power cord? Oh, there it is.
I don't know, but some of the people in the chat room have made some really great comments about the move, though. So,
The webcam was on during the move.
Yeah, the webcam might have been in
a little glare witch-ish.
It might have been pointed in a couple of places that maybe it shouldn't have. We were lucky that nothing fell. So,
all right, 407-278-5939, and believe it or not, we have a caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's Lisa.
Hey Lisa. Lisa from Virginia.
I'm trying not to freak out. I called you.
Yay. What can we do for you tonight,
Yay.
Lisa?
Why would you freak out? Jeez.
Because you guys are nerve-wracking.
Yeah, my wife says that a lot.
Is that good or bad?
You've been talking to the Disney widows and widower, Lisa?
Yes. Wah, wah, wah.
Nice.
Hey, and I have a real question, too, so I'm very excited.
Cool. What's up?
Go spill it.
I say, what's up? Go for it.
What?
Okay, here's going to be my question.
Okay.
You guys, you just had your show about the second choices for your hotels, right?
Yep, that's right.
So, I wanted to stay for the marathon. Ooh, look, I'm getting messages. I wanted to stay at the Contemporary, which apparently, if I want to pay, you know, $600 a night to stay at the Concierge, which... I would think normally I could probably, the normal amount I could drink there or something like that might make it worth it, but probably not during the marathon.
I like you already, Lisa. continue with your question.
So I'm just thinking then, what if I've done the marathon before and I know the bus service and all that is really great, so I can get around. Yep. So what would be a good second choice? But I want to spend like $300 or less.
What about the Epcot resorts? Have you looked at those?
Yeah, and it seems like it's real. I don't know. It's just kind of hit or miss. I've stayed at Beach. At where have I stayed? Boardwalk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah, I want to go like someplace different, but I didn't know if.
What about I'm thinking maybe like Wilderness Lodge for you.
Yeah. See, that would be good.
Yeah, the Wilderness Lodge.
No. No. I stayed Wilderness Lodge. No. Here's the problem. If you get a room overlooking a lobby at Wilderness Lodge, you'll be up the night before your marathon because of the Whispering Canyon.
Oh, they'll be yelling for ketchup and stuff.
Exactly. And that happened to me. Okay. That happened to me the night before my last half marathon. Never again. Never again.
Okay.
Never again. What about the
contemporary? Is it just the contemporary doesn't have anything available, or is it?
Well, all that comes up, and I'm working with a travel agent. But even though I was going on the Disney site itself, and all that comes up, at least now, at this point, is the concierge level. I mean, like $600 a night. And then it seems like the Poly is some, or maybe the Poly's not available, and the Grand Floridian is, but I stayed there before, and
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
I just kind of wanted to, and I'm, you know, not going to be renting a car and that type of thing, and I sort of want to be just someplace different, and I don't know.
Yeah, I like
the look at the other stuff and go, I don't know.
I like the Yadar Beach Club, where the Beach Club Villas, maybe a studio at the villas. I didn't love it there at the Beach Club Villas, but that could be your least
expensive. The location is good.
The other place,
yeah, location is fabulous. And the thing is, too, once you're done with the marathon, you can just walk back to your hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or have someone drag me on, like, a little...
Are you running the half or the full?
I will be walking and or completing the half.
Oh, yeah, you'll be fine, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, maybe that... See, I've never been in those ones, and I don't know, it doesn't look like the theming and the experience is terrible.
It's not,
exciting.
But the rooms themselves are just okay. The the thing that you'll like would be the pool and the proximity to Epcot for dining. And the reason why I mentioned the pool is the pool's a great way to cool off and to sort of to get your legs stretched out after your run.
Okay. All right, well then I will look into that. Now, are each of those, one has more sand in it and one has more like stripes or something?
They're all together. It's like one big.
It's all the same.
It's like one big complex, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, woo, we'll see.
There you go.
There, perfect.
Definitely.
And thank you guys for saying hi to me and I'm alive and, you know.
No problem.
Anytime.
And check back in.
Fabulous.
Check back in a little bit when you're, let us know how your training is going.
Yeah, I will. When it resumes, I will let you know.
Well, no time like the present.
Good.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa. Good luck.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
407-278-5939. Someone from Orlando is calling me, so let's see who that is.
It's your fiance. Hey, Matt, I haven't got my wedding invitation yet.
Len, you're cutting out here. Hold on a second. I think you're going through a tunnel, Len. We have our next caller. Hi, who's speaking with?
Bastard.
Hello.
Hi. Who's speaking with?
Hello, Mangello.
Mangello.
It's Andre Willie.
Hey, Andre.
My name's Andre Willie. Normally from the UK, but currently from just down the river. I'm down at Port Orleans Riverside.
Hey.
Excellent.
Top of the morning to you.
We're connected by a single body of water. Look at that.
And it took half an hour to get through. It would have been quicker to come around and knocked on the door.
Oh, we're in building 40 now? No.
Where do I send the pizzas?
Come on over. Exactly. Come on over.
I probably will.
That's what we need. You know, we need. Hold on, before you start. You know what we need to do, guys? We need to have a reception somewhere during MouseFest.
A reception.
Where people just somebody just comes by the hotel room. We'll have hors d'oeuvres. We'll have wine. We'll have beer.
Oh, set it up, Len.
Yeah,
make it happen.
All right. I will. All right. Cool.
Andre, what can we do for you tonight?
Oh, nothing particular. Just ringing to say hello and I'm glad the storm's gone.
Yeah, you and me. You and me both.
And by storm, you mean Scopa, right? Yeah.
Storm Scopa, yeah.
Awesome. Are you enjoying your trip, Andre?
Yeah, it's now the weather's picked up a bit. So.
Let me tell you, for a lot of people who aren't here, there's a lot of limeys here this week.
A lot of limeys. Listen to this guy.
a lot of Brits in town.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Yeah, it's crazy how many there are. I mean, everyone makes a big deal about the Brazilians. Let me tell you something. You can't go more than 10 feet without hearing a British accent.
That's because the euro is in much better shape than the dollar, so they're getting a better deal.
Well, is it? Are you guys on? Is there a major holiday going on now in England that you were all coming down in August?
No, we're still on the UK school holidays until beginning of September.
Oh, so it is.
This 2 weeks is quite a good one for us because the American schools having gone back and our school still being on vacation. So it's quite a good time as far as we're concerned to come over.
Blimey.
Just celebration of the pound against the dollar. That's what it is.
Yeah, it is the pound, yeah.
Great.
But,
well,
I've noticed a lot more sort of British accents and so on when I've been going around over the last few days as well. We've all commented on it. So
nice.
Unfortunately, I can't get into the chat room to follow up on anything because my laptop's not picking up IRC at the moment. So
The flash should work at WDW.
Yeah, if you go to WDW.com, it should work for you.
It just won't let me into IRC.
Oh, that's weird.
So, don't know why.
No,
that's okay. We had our share of Disney Internet troubles today too. So yeah. Don't feel bad. Yeah. I was on with tech support for a good hour before the show began.
Yeah, I've been
okay. Andre, the question for you is: are the bugs bothering you? Because Mike and Matt have had problems with bugs.
He's not outside.
Let's
just ask the rest of
them.
Anybody have?
It's probably not using the cheap cologne that they use.
No, it's just you guys. As I said, I'll come down the river and find out if it's worth down there.
You can be here in 10 minutes.
It's not too bad up here. Yeah, I'd be in the car and be there in about 3 minutes.
Take the boat.
Yeah, jump on a boat.
Sassagoula River.
Come and get you a drink after the show.
We're probably going to go to the bar afterwards if you want to hang out over there. We're going to be there.
What, down at?
At Old Key West.
Old Key West.
Yeah, we'll be at the, be there. I can't speak for Matt, but I'm going to go to the Gurgling Suitcase.
To the which?
It's called the Gurgling Suitcase.
Yep. This is Old Key West, yeah?
Yep. Yep.
I'll pop by after the show. So you finish at 10, don't you? So
we finish at 10. By the time we finish closing everything down, it's probably be about 10:30 or so.
Yeah, I'll pop down the bar and see you guys.
Cool,
very good. Thanks for calling in, Andre.
I'm just left. They're all coming to the bar.
I didn't say I was buying. I said I'm going to be there.
I'm not checking the bar.
Awesome.
Thanks, Andre.
Okay. Right. See you later, guys.
All right, take care now.
Bye bye.
407-278-5939. Skype, leave me alone. Okay, and we have another caller right behind Andre from the UK, but really from Port Orleans. Hello, who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is Mark from Dallas, Oregon.
Hey, Mark.
What's up, Mark?
How's it going?
Outstanding. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, hey, I'm racking my brain after listening to the show for several years, and I'm trying to figure out what exactly to ask you guys. And I thought, hey, after the last show that I listened to that was live, I thought, I'm going to call in this time because my trip's coming up this about 20 days away.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be staying at Port Orleans Riverside. Cool. And to cut to the question, I was contemplating sending some stuff down, clothing, that sort of thing, to circumvent the fees that the airlines are charging these days.
Yep.
And I know that I've heard Mike Newell say stuff about, him shipping different, radio equipment and stuff down. But is there a place to ship from, if I'm staying in the Riverside, do I have to go off-site to ship stuff back, or how does that work?
Annette, have you had experience doing this? Sounds like something you've done in the past.
I did it music. No, sports. I went to the front desk and they shipped it for me.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Okay. I had to box it myself. They won't pack it, but they shipped it. They have a thing with UPS.
Okay. So I suspect that's probably something at almost all the resorts. I mean, obviously,
I would guess
right to the concierge.
I just went right to the concierge desk at sports, and I said, I need to ship this home. And they were picky about the box. The box I had writing on it. So they went and got me a box out of the store there that had no writing on it, so I repacked it into the new box and taped it. I had brought my own packing supply, so I had the tape and all that stuff. And I don't think they'll do that. I don't think they'll pack it for you, but they will ship it for you.
Okay. So if I just had enough supplies to get everything back, that'd probably
be
fine.
What I usually do is when I pack stuff to send down in the box, I also pack extra tape and extra packing materials to ship it back.
Well, hey, thanks. You guys do an outstanding job each and every show. It's always entertaining. I know you guys get kudos all the time, but, Lynn and everybody, you guys do great. So I appreciate what you guys do, and thank God for, MP3 players and the Internet these days.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks, and I'll call back in another time.
Sounds
cool.
Great.
Thanks.
Thanks so much.
All right, guys. Have a good evening.
That was a good call, too. Yeah, that's something to keep in mind, because I started doing that, shipping everything back and forth.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.